Sure, you Cal, I guess you're the veteran of the two brothers. A couple of thoughts here in your second year. That first year, you had a good opportunity to learn a little bit about the league and the amount of time and effort that it would require to be successful. How do you think you've evolved in year two after a pretty good rookie year?
Yeah, I think rookie year was a good year. I think that our team did pretty well. I think we went far in the playoffs, went third round, and it was just a great experience for me to be on a team with such great people and great players. Same as this year, I think. Same, being an older player, I think I want to take on more as a leader role and try to lead our team further on in the playoffs.
And Nolan, a thought on what it was like for you, knowing that your older brother was busy in the Western Hockey League. Did you have much of an opportunity to get up here and watch him during his first season?
Yeah, there were a couple times early in the year when I came up to watch him. I saw him play in preseason last year, and then I came up while I signed, and I watched a couple games then.
So while Cal was busy up here in the Western Hockey League, what were you busy with your last year, I guess, probably playing back down in Colorado?
Yeah, I was playing for the Colorado Thunderbirds, U16. Really great so far in the national. So.
Good. So pretty busy down there in Colorado. What kind of travel did you guys undertake last year with that program? Pretty busy, I imagine.
Yeah, we'd go all over the United States. We'd go from Boston to Chicago, Detroit, all play teams there. All the good.
Where were nationals last year?
They're in San Jose.
San Jose.
Yeah.
So relatively close to home.
So of course you're busy up here in the Western Hockey League, and you guys went pretty deep, obviously, in your respective postseasons. Big expectations in Kelowna, Cal, for yourself in your draft year. How important was it for you to come back here, be successful, and continue to develop?
Yeah, I think the main thing was just to keep on coming up and develop. I think Kelowna's brought through a lot of great players, and I just wanted to focus on my development and listen to the coaches and just kind of box out all the draft hype and just play my game and do the best I can for the team.
Are your parents living in the region, or have you got a home here? You're not with Billets, is that correct?
No, our family actually, we moved up here, and the four of us are living together now.
Okay, so what has that experience been like, Nolan? You're moving effectively to a new country, but you speak the language of hockey. Kind of neat to have everyone together, I imagine.
Yeah, well, our mom for sure loves it, and we have our dad in the house all the time giving us advice on the game, which is really awesome, and that's huge.
What was it like for you guys, Cal? You first, to grow up. Your father did have success in the National Hockey League and internationally. It must have kept you guys, I guess, close to the rink, and you would have had access to, some pretty elite players with probably some pretty good advice.
Yeah, for sure. I think that we were fortunate enough to meet some of the players he got to play with and play against. So I think we were fortunate in that aspect, and. No, I think we're always around the rink and we're always trying to watch. I think for Nolan and I think we both wanted to watch as much as possible, and we could only wish we could see more of his prime, I'd say, more of when he was younger and when the team was winning more. And no, but I think that it was great for us to be around such great people and just all around hockey.
I want to ask you, Cal, your experience with Colorado Thunderbirds. A few players from that organization have made their way into the Western Hockey League. Max Gerlach, I believe, is in Medicine Hat. Dominic Turgeon might have been with that organization too. Again, what's it like to be one of the guys that's actually kind of putting that organization on the map?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think the Thunderbirds weren't as big as they are now as when Nolan and I first started playing there, but no, I think there's been a lot of good players that come out of the organization, whether from Colorado or not. But no, they draw quite a few good players in, and it's showing that it's a good league and it's a good program. And no, yeah, there's quite a few guys in the dub and going college, so it's cool to see.
So a couple of thoughts then, again from you, Cal. What's the perception of the Western Hockey League in that area, in Colorado, playing a lot of those teams around the United States? Is there pretty good awareness that the Western Hockey League is a great alternative?
No, I think that everyone knows that it's a great league, and I think when you grow up in the States and you grow up in Colorado, I think that everyone kind of is thinking about going to college just because that's what's there and that's what's home and it's close. And And I think it's kind of outside the box to go to the Dub, but I think it's a good league, and it just prepares you for the next level.
Nolan, a thought about the Western Hockey League at your end again. You know, you're here as a 15-year-old, 16 now. You know, when did you know for sure that the Western Hockey League is where you wanted to give it a try?
I think I knew right away when Cal came here, and I came to the camps and I met the coaches, I met the players, and I just thought to play against older, better players, I thought it was going to be a challenge and really good for me.
Good. Cal, I got to ask you this. I want to take you back to last season, a road trip in Prince Albert. I did some research. It was your 20th game in the league. Scored your first goal in a 7-1 win. Do you remember your first goal? Probably a special moment.
Yeah, actually, it was in Kamloops. That was first goal this year.
Last season, rookie.
Last season, it was my second game. Was fortunate enough to get the puck right in the slot. And to be honest, just closed my eyes and shot it. And it found its way in the back of the net. But, yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you what. I happened to be at the game. Big goal this season. Nolan, your first in the Western Hockey League. Tell me a little bit about that goal. We know who sprung you.
Yeah. He gave me a great pass. It was right on the tape, and I just found a hole and shot.
Yeah. Fifth game in the league, if I recall. So pretty exciting. Cal, what were you thinking when you fed him, saw him going in all alone?
Yeah, I ended up getting the wall in our own zone inside our blue line, and I just looked up and saw two guys streaking, and I decided to pass it and hope for the best and send him on a breakaway, and it ended up working out, so it was a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, it was interesting in the rink. There was a buzz as soon as the spectators saw you move the puck to Nolan, and a real interesting moment, certainly for the organization, for you guys as a family, and it was pretty cool to be in the rink that night. Moving forward, look at you guys are playing probably the best hockey of the year now. Nolan, as a 16, you seem to be getting, you know, regular ice time. You're doing a pretty good job here. 17 goals, I think, on the season. How does it feel to know that you guys are going to be a team that is really going to be reckoned with in the playoffs this year?
Yeah, we're playing really good right now. We've been disciplined, which has helped. And when I have my ice time, I take advantage of it, and I try to contribute as much as I can.
For sure. And Cal, this year, pretty versatile. You're playing in a lot of situations. How do you feel about the 72-game grind? You went through it a bit last year, your second time through. Important to prepare and also have something in the tank for the postseason.
Yeah, I think that we have two or three, four games a week, and when we get our rest time, it's important. But, no, it is a grind, and that's what hockey players live for. I think that it's fun when it's hard, and we're excited for the playoffs, and we're excited for the grind throughout.
Sure, Nolan. Cal Nolan, I want to just ask you, 16-year-old, 72-game season, what kind of adjustment has that been for you? That's a lot of hockey.
Yeah, I almost played much games back home, but obviously in the WHL, they're a lot harder games. They're a lot more physical, a lot bigger players, and it's a challenge, but it's really fun to play with better players.
Guys, listen, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it, Cal.
Thank you very much.
Nolan,
thank you.
Right on.